All right, everyone, let's just jump right in and let's talk referrals. I'm Grace, your host of Office Hours, and I'm so excited to talk to you today specifically about referrals in your travel business. Because let's be honest, most travel advisors wait for referrals instead of engineering them. And when you're waiting, you are at the mercy of chance. Sometimes they roll in, sometimes they don't. But the best advisors, they have a system. This isn't magic, everybody. They don't rely on luck. They don't cross their fingers. They don't hope that a client casually name drops them at a party. They create, they engineer these referrals consistently, predictably, and effortlessly. That's the key here, making sure that while it's consistent and predictable, it's also more nuanced and not as noticeable. So today I'm going to give you an exact system that can help you turn one happy client into five. And it's going to be very simple. And when you use it, you're not going to have to worry about where your next booking is coming from. But please keep in mind that consistency here and also just thinking through the nuance of it is really going to be the most important part. But when you use it, I want you to see those results and tweak as needed, depending upon your clientele. Not everything here should be taken as written word. You need to make sure that you're tweaking slightly depending upon your business. But hopefully this provides us a pretty close general rule of thumb. And so most advisors struggle with referrals for what I've seen to be about, you know, a couple reasons. So first of all, you don't have a structured process. If you are making referrals a part of your client's experience, they will, you know, barely happen, or they'll happen randomly, if at all. Or, which most of us feel this way, you probably feel weird asking for them. You don't want to be pushy. So as a result, you don't ask at all. Or last, they don't make it easy. Clients don't wake up thinking, I should refer you today. Even the people that are your biggest fans need a nudge. And I learned this a lot at Lucia. I thought people that absolutely loved us would be talking about us endlessly. And that's just not the case. And all of this is fixable. And that's where kind of this flywheel comes in. But it just needs to be put into a process and structured and become automatically part of your day-to-day. So step one, you're going to want to think about priming your clients for referrals before they even take their first trip. So yes, when you're thinking about referrals, you do not want to start after the trip's actually happening. You want to make sure that they're starting before it even happens. And here's kind of a few ways how. So you can set the expectation up front. So at some point in the pre-trip process, you can say, you know, most of my clients come from referrals. I don't advertise and I don't take on just anyone. I really only work with people that I know I can help. And so if you know someone who would love an experience like this, please send them my way and I'd love to take care of them for you. Now they expect to refer you. It's part of the deal. They haven't even gone on a trip yet, but you're already setting the stage that this is going to be incredible. Step two is you're over-delivering on your service. And this should be obvious. But if your experience that you're creating for a client isn't remarkable, if it's not going above and beyond whatever you promised, people won't talk about it. So think beyond the logistics. Yes, of course, hopefully the driver shows up on time and all the dinner reservations are booked correctly. But what other unexpected touches can you add? Can it be a welcome note at the hotel, which frankly has kind of become more expected, I would say, but maybe a pre-trip gift or something more unique. I would say talk to the concierge or to the GM and see if you can create or engineer something that is really over the top in terms of service. And then third is post-trip check-in. So when you're at the peak of your client's excitement, you're going to want to make sure that you're taking advantage of this. They just got back, maybe a week later, the glow of the trip is still fresh, you're pumped, they had a great trip, and you get to send that one line follow-up email saying, hey, so-and-so, I loved planning your trip. Quick question, who's the first person that comes to mind who would love an experience like this? Please note that I didn't say I'm not asking for referrals. I'm just asking a question. Is there anyone that would love an experience like the one you just had? That's a very different, nuanced way of saying that. Now, kind of a totally separate angle to think about this as well is how do you make the referrals feel exclusive? And I want to say a lot of times I see the mistake of offering discounts or offering something in return for the referrals. You don't want to do that. Your clients aren't looking for a deal. they're not looking for some discounted pricing, ideally if you're looking with a luxury client. They want to feel connected though, and they want to be kind of in your network. They want to feel like they're a part of something. And so here's a few ways that you can kind of think about it more diligently. So start off by thinking and positioning this as an invitation. So I only work with clients who come through referrals. It's my way of keeping this personal and ensuring every client is a perfect fit. Now, that could be at really any step in the process, but just keep that in mind as like a line that you can pull out and say, I only work with clients who come through referrals. It's my way of keeping this personal and ensuring every client is a perfect fit. Now, kind of the next step of that could be saying, you know, kind of like offering VIP or like perks for the referral. Instead of saying like, I'll give you $100 off for every referral, you could say, you know, any friend that I service for you or you refer will automatically get a, not automatically, don't say that, but we'll get a complimentary VIP airport lounge pass or a special experience or et cetera, et cetera. Just something that's going to make sure that they feel really, really taken care of from day one. Now, notice you're not giving the referrer anything in return. That's start of the process of like, I'm going to make sure I take care of the person that you refer. And then when someone does refer you, don't say thanks. Make it something that's a genuine experience. I love a good handwritten note. I use them all the time. But also a small gift could be useful, or even a voice memo instead of an email. That's always so much more personalized. But the goal is to make them want to refer you again. And it's not because they got something out of it. That's why we're not giving them necessarily like a big gift or anything. The goal is to make them feel good. Now, kind of the third step of this process that I want to touch on is how you can make these referrals really, really simple, because your clients, while they may love you and they may love working with you, they're also super busy. And so they're not going to just write up an email for you unless you make it stupidly easy for them. And this, guys, is such an easy thing to do, but no one does this. You could say, you know, send a message like this or tweak it in your voice. And you could say, hey, Grace, I was thinking, do you know of any family or friends who'd really love a trip like yours or an experience like yours? I'd be happy to take amazing care of them. If anyone comes to mind, feel free to just intro us in a quick text or email and I'll handle the rest of explaining what we do. That's it. Not saying, hey, do you mind sending someone my way? Or, you know, if you know anyone, here's my website. Just who's the first person that comes to mind. You're not asking for a list. You're just saying like, who's the first person? And that way you keep it personal and pretty effortless. So this is a quick episode. So if you take nothing else from this, take a few key tips. Referrals should not be sporadic, and that should not be based on hope that someone asks you for referrals. With this system that you have, it should become an automatic part of your system. So you need to start priming your clients, set the expectation before their trip. You need to make sure it feels exclusive. Again, no discounts, no, you know, dollars off, just additional add-on perks. And make it super easy. Even recommending, I recommend potentially having some sort of like little blurb that you could send them to help share with that one person, if you will, what you do, so that they don't have to type up literally anything. Now, I have a challenge for you so that you can kind of help execute this in your day-to-day. This week, I want you to send one message to a past happy client, someone that you worked with, whether it was a week ago or 6 months ago. Use the script that I gave you or something like it and just send them a message. And I really, truly guarantee you that that one person is going to say, oh my gosh, I have a friend who's talking about booking a trip. And what do you know? That's how it starts. And it's just going to keep repeating itself. And before you know it, you're going to be running your referrals. I promise you. And you won't have to chase them. Now, if you found this helpful, I want you to bear with me and just hopefully take some, do some things for me, if you don't mind. Please share this episode with another travel advisor who needs to hear it. Please DM me on Instagram, which is at Grace Van Hall, GraceVanHoll, put it in the show notes. And when you try this, I want you to tell me how it works for you. I want to make sure that I'm giving you tips or actually giving you good advice. And if you want help implementing this, you can also DM me and I'll send you some co-pilot names from Lucia that can help automate this for you. Yes, they can literally set up this process for you and automate the entire process. And I've seen people do it in like less than 2 hours. So it's pretty incredible. This system will change your business, guys. I promise. Give it a try and let me know what you think. But as always, thank you so much for tuning into an episode of Office Hours.